Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 2, Proxy. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
We're descending into Martian atmosphere. Hull integrity is good. We'll get the job done, ma'am.
Amelia.
What?
Never mind.
Sit tight, Major. We got this.
My check, my show, Lieutenant.
Affirmative, Major. Listen up. Gear up. Touchdown in 7.
Woo! Yeah.
We're doing this by the numbers, people. Get in, get out, and she'll be right.
A bit cliche, wouldn't you think there, Lieutenant?
It's only a cliche because it works, Major.
Lieutenant?
Goddamn guerrilla warfare tactics. Satellite IEDs in the fucking atmosphere. Homemade rocket launchers cobbled together from Soviet antiques.
Quaint.
Close that hatch! Close that fucking hatch right fucking now!
Aye, aye, LT.
Barris, get your headgear on now! Marinelli! Major!
Here, put this on. All good, Private. This'll do.
Woo!
Nice work.
My check, my show, right?
Aye, sir.
Okay, what'd I tell you, bullet catchers? Breathers and suits on at all times in descent. I don't want you embarrassing me again in front of the Major. No Blue Falcon here. She's with us all the way on this one, boys. I hope that's not a problem, Major.
No problem at all, Lieutenant.
Oh, great, you're here. Look, we got the eye of every single watchdog group in this system on this situation. Not to mention those tight asses with AGY insurance.
Sir.
What?
This is Major Wallenrod.
Major Wallenrod? About damn time people took this seriously. All right, follow me. Major, my name is Paul Donner. I'm the Lodovico Corps Mars Colony Principal Liaison Officer.
I read the dossier, Mr. Donner.
Donner is fine.
This is still a search and rescue mission, yes?
Sure, well, snatch and dispatch, really.
He doesn't want to come willingly? That wasn't in the dossier. What's the story with this Spardalis?
What's to say? He's a brilliant engineer and an even better practical physicist. The best of his generation. He's the one who adapted the principles of the Alcubierre warp drive and made it a reality.
How come I never heard of him? Shouldn't he have a ship named after him or something?
Not that kind of guy. But he is known enough to be kidnapped by some low-level criminal insurgents. We need to get him back.
Not to cut my own paycheck, but if he's that much of a hassle,
Bardales is one of the few that understand enough about the new Austronesian class ships. All the rest have been snatched up by other corps and are deployed. We'd be talking 14 months at the earliest for someone else. In here.
Can I see a layout of the area?
Limited options, Lieutenant. The terrorists are attacking in a number of places with improvised missiles. There are only a few places left to cross.
Here. Here will be good. So long as the dome is not compromised.
That's not the half of it, son. All the access routes above ground are sitting ducks for terrorist bombardments. Plus, after 30 years, there are IEDs buried everywhere. The only way is underground, through the service tunnel system.
Fuck. Let me guess. They're there?
Yes. It's one of the few places they control. It's like Caesar's Palace for chorist extremists.
How do you know they're chorist?
It makes sense.
Why?
Backward-ass fucking religion and their little piggy followers. Down there, only small arms will be useful at close quarters.
That's what we found, yes. We can resupply your rations in the bazaar. If you'll follow me.
All right, bullet catchers. We're moving out. Get your glaze and spices ready, boys, because we're having Red Pig on a spit tonight.
Shit, man. It looks fucking delicious.
I wouldn't eat that if I were you, man.
Can they breathe outside?
No. They haven't adapted that far yet. But perhaps in time.
So what's the benefit?
They can go into the tunnels and the mines underground without breathers or pressure suits.
I see. So what caused the deaths?
A series of collapses in the mining caves. Something to do with faulty drilling equipment. It's still under investigation. Best not to mention it around here.
Nah, you keep that shit to yourself, you goddamn red pig.
I did not mean any disrespect.
You piggies like lead?
What the fuck are you thinking?
This fucking sandworm is...
Walk away, Private. Sorry about that.
She is just young and does not know any better. Wisdom comes with age.
I hope you're right.
My granddaughter.
Is she okay?
Her lungs. They don't work so good. Just like the air system in this section of Terra Meridiani.
How much for this necklace?
10.
Here's 20. Keep the change.
Thank you. And may your days be blessed.
Thanks. You know, we're not all bad.
Neither are we. Remember that when you go flying in and shoot at everything.
We came here so long ago, adapted ourselves. Those that did unknowingly bound themselves as slaves to this place. The new natives created artificially. They're free to leave, of course, but with their genetic enhancements, they've got nowhere to go. They keep the supply of helium-3 chugging along as the moon's supply dwindles. And the soldiers, true believers to the last, the great civilizers, come to spread the good and noble work. I wonder if anyone asked if they needed civilizing.
What is this place? A goddamn Berlin sex dungeon?
Close. Old service and way system.
Fuck me. I hate this job.
Then why are you here, Private?
To boldly go forth and secure humanity's future among the stars, sir.
Knock it off, Phyllis. Let's keep it quiet.
What the fuck is that?
It looks like a skeleton crucified to the tunnel wall. Ooh, it's covered with rot. What happened to its jaw?
You see what that says?
My eyesight is shit, but buy more forever? That's some sort of coarse fucking irony?
Fucking animals.
Do you hear that?
Contact, 20 meters northeast.
Oh God, I've been hit. I've been hit. This isn't my blood. This is...
Oh fuck, I think I just stepped in the landmine.
Don't move.
It's okay. It doesn't work anymore.
We got them pickfuckers on the run.
Not for fucking long. Give me the busy scroll. There are a set of connecting service tunnels up ahead.
Listen up. We're going to set up a kill zone in the Nexus point up ahead. Keen, take two on the tunnel on your 10. Barris, stay with the Weeaz. Lieutenant, take two on the tunnel on your 3. Everyone else on me. Light him up.
Fucking tunnel rats.
Please help me.
You like shooting at soldiers, Red Pig? Huh? Swallow that, motherfucker!
Private, what the fuck are you doing? Use a knife or the rifle, but check your clips. The show's still on.
Yes, Major.
All right, listen up. Mark the dead and wounded, collect ammo and weapons in place. We're moving out. And someone get Dunner up here.
All right, everyone. Non-locals, breathers and suits sealed.
What is this place?
The old Grand Mariner Hotel.
Why do we need breathers and the locals don't?
They've got breathers too.
We are fine with the pressure, just the air mixes.
Did he ask you?
You want to get there yourself? Go right ahead.
Don't make me put you in separate corners, boys. Doesn't it get cold?
If you were to jump into a pool that was 70 degrees, it would feel a lot colder than standing in the air at that temperature. That's because the water is able to suck the heat out of your body.
So it's like the difference between how cold the beach breeze is compared to further inland.
I wouldn't know. Never been.
Basement entrance is open! Let's go! Move, move, move! Damn thing is making me gag!
Keep your breathers in, people!
I'm not a bloody idiot!
Excuse me?
Nothing, sir.
This place was a real classy sleeping fuck, yeah?
Door's locked.
Out of the way.
You can't just blast your way through, Lieutenant. We don't know who's on the other side, and we cannot afford to give away our position.
Well, Major, you're just full of surprises.
Look at this. Look at the walls.
Jesus, not your average wallpaper, that's for damn sure.
Well, I'll be damned. All these clippings. They're about that death cult. All these obituaries.
They're the ones who survived the initial suicide but died later.
Fuck.
You're right.
Who is Kurtz?
Eyes front, people. We don't know who's here with us.
Cease fire! Cease fire, goddammit! Clear! Enough!
Oh, God, help me.
You've been quiet.
Just trying to stay out of trouble.
Lieutenant, take a look outside. The haze.
Fuck. That confirms it. The dome has been breached.
We're not gonna make it in time. There isn't enough air in the tanks to walk around the lake.
Then we'll have to just find another quicker way. Out those main doors, people. Let's move.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
There's a dock up ahead.
Hey, maybe we can water ski across.
Look around for anything we can use.
What about those?
You're kidding, right? She's kidding.
Can you see a faster way to get across? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
What's going on?
They want us to paddle across the lake in those fucking swan boats. Last time I checked, we weren't on bloody holiday.
What the fuck? In this gear?
I don't like it. We're sitting ducks out there.
Or swans, to be precise.
The dome is breached, but mostly intact. They don't have the range, or at least the accuracy.
What about inside?
I don't know what to tell you. If we go back, we'll just have to do it all over again tomorrow. Lieutenant?
Okay, listen up, bullet catchers. We're going on a nice, romantic sail around the lake. Only take your critical gear. McMillan, Aziz, set up a perimeter with your teams and find a room you can secure to preserve oxygen. See if you can set filters in there. Also, we'll need a couple of tanks.
This is ridiculous.
Aw, come on, Thomas. This is the best chance you've had in years. Come give me a kiss.
No one back home is going to believe this.
Keep pedaling, soldier.
What the f-
Holy shit! He's got a fucking RPG!
Where's our sniper at? Jonah!
I see our rocket man up on that mountain ridge. All right, come to Papa. 1.8 Ks. Almost. Confirmed in sight now. Rocket man down!
There's still more of them up there.
I know, but they won't fire if we don't.
Oh, you can tell from here, can you?
Yes, Major, I can.
All right, then.
Keep pedaling. We're almost there. Okay, this is the workers' compound, the old living quarters. Just up ahead are a couple of access tunnels. We get to the other side of them, and we're outside the dome and safe.
Has all the hallmarks of an ambush, doesn't it, Lieutenant?
You're the one who wants to go inside. Give me a hole.
Fire in the hole!
What are you doing? Move back. Get the door over there. Are you insane? Close that damn entrance.
I'm sorry, Father. We're looking for a Carlos Bardalis.
That's me.
Carlos Bar... Father Bardalis?
Carlos is fine. Now, out with it.
I was told you were kidnapped. I'm Major Amelia Wallenrod. I've been hired by the Lodovica Corporation to rescue you.
Rescue me? From who? Myself?
Carlos, your services are required...
Here. My services are required here.
What are you looking at, scum?
Stand down! The people of this village are under attack by the very people who once employed them. They just want justice for their fellow workers who died, that's all. All of you. I can assure you that the company takes these matters very seriously.
Yes, very seriously.
Do you know that they have already sent people like you over to take us out?
What?
Hey, I don't think we need to...
The only reason they have stopped is because of me. So what happens when I leave?
I'm sure we can...
What happens, Major? Do you have the authority to make things happen?
You're all wrecked, and you should all be fucking exterminated like rats.
All right, everyone, calm the fuck down. I don't have the time to sit in front of a tribunal for this.
You heard the Major. She's writing our checks, boys and girls. Cool your rifles.
I can resolve the situation and secure the asset by any means necessary. Is that correct?
That's right. Any means necessary.
Right then. Father? Carlos?
Yes?
If you come with us, amnesty will be granted to all those who come with you.
Nah, I don't...
Any means necessary. We all got that? You gentlemen will provide escort to these civilians. Not a scratch, is that understood?
Aye, aye.
Excuse me?
Aye, aye.
Confirm that, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir.
Carlos, get your people ready. Terrorists, are they?
You may not like it. None of us do. But we don't know which of these people may be responsible for those soldiers of yours hanging up on those tunnel walls back there.
These boys are wired. What if they decided to unload here instead of the hotel? Would have lost our asset and killed the mission. You and I need to improve our communication skills, Donner.
Yes, Major.
Can I help you, Major?
Yeah, something to help with the spaceflight sickness.
Any allergies or known conditions?
You know, I'm good with these, thanks.
Hi. Good evening, Major.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
No, no troubles. Oh, it's you. Thank you again for what you've done for my people.
It was the easiest way to resolve the situation.
Nonetheless, those...
I'm just feeling a little ill this evening. If I need pastoral care, I know where to find you.
Well then, have a good flight.
Amelia Wallenrod, Major. Wednesday 13, Amrdat 4357. Formal mission statement to update. We secured the engineer and are en route to Titan. The action on Mars was successful. No major incidents to report. End report. Continue journal. The boys, they were excited that they were fine. Sufficient unto the day is the existence thereof. It's a hard philosophy, but so is a soldier's life. When you think, when you know that you're going off to die in some shithole, everything becomes special. Next meal, the next hit, hearing that song play. That's what the civvies don't get. How we can hate it and love it at the same time. Ugh, you want me to keep a diary, a record of all future liabilities for your risk assessment division. An ante-mortem of the post-mortem. A failsafe for catastrophe. Or oblivion. Nothing is permanent. Everything has an expiration date, even infinity. When the last star fades, the universe will have barely come out of the womb.
Dream now.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josefov, sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki, edited by Simon Machin, produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Bernie Baggerly, Stuart Maxheimer, Jane Erickson, Zach Glassman, Micah Mason, Matt Maciero, Arthur White, Julian Dominguez, Philip Adamson, Peter Weinsutsky, and Anna Hector.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.